Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. The DAG. LA. West Coast. All day. Tired of the bullshit. The bitches. The haters. All of them. You know what I mean? All y'all motherfuckers. Push. Let's keep it going. Yeah. On to the next one. Hey baby, how you doing? Let me holla at you real quick. Hope you're a real chick, tired of the dumb bitch talking crazy shit, playing games with a real G. Niggas just hate y'all, bitches try to kill me. Been in love twice, it won't happen again. I already know the end, I don't wanna begin. Tell the truth from the jump, yeah, I pop pills, smoke blunt. My car don't stunt, I use EBT to buy lunch. I don't like to spend it, rather watch it stack up. If I'm in a fight, I'm by myself, no backup. I like to act, cause I'm a crazy individual. Don't copy anybody, cause I'd rather be original. Labeled as a criminal, still no felonies. I wanna be good, but the world's not letting me. Fuck that, I'm unplugged. Nothing like these other niggas up in the club. He wanna buy you a drink, I wanna know what you think. I want the number to your house, you want your Facebook link. Spending all this money cause the nigga wanna buy you. I wanna figure out if you the one I shouldn't lie to. But are you like the Rams walking with your hand out? Titties and your ass out, always wanna stand out. If so, gotta go, hater, no, never. I can get you wet, but his money get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better. I gotta get you wet, gotta make you sweat. Do the things you have that it ain't better. He get you wet, I get you wet. Do it, I do it better, better. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right? Come on, he get you wet, I get you wet. You do it, I do it better, better. I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do the things you have that ain't that good. He get you wet, I get you wet. You do it, I do it better. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right?
Hey baby, how you doing? Let me nibble on your next floor. Bite you like a vampire, I may never let go. Look good, smell good, taste good, act right. No kids and a job, I think I found my new life. In my life of darkness, will you be my sunshine? Girl, it's crunch time, why you waiting for the punchline? I done played enough games and I felt enough pain. Made a life change to maintain my new campaign. Feeling like Obama cause the world thinks I'm failing. Looking for Michelle, keep finding Sarah Palin. Young, dumb, lazy, wanna have my baby. Bitch, you crazy cause you ain't this lady. If you want that kind of life, then you gotta step your game up. Be sexy when I wake up without any makeup. Cook every other day, party every other week. My woman in the street, but you my hoe up in the bed. See you there when I sleep, cause you don't wanna leave me lonely. Good, bad, happy, sad, I'm your one and only. Tell them other niggas that the dagger got you locked down. If you wanna walk away, then walk away right now. No need to waste time, you in or you out. Cause we don't need to be together while you figure it out. Girl, you got a good life, I wanna make it better. Lust will get you wet, true love get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better. I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do things you have, gotta let that get. He get you wet, I get you wet. You do good, I do it better, yeah. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right? You get you wet, I get you wet. You do good, I do it better, yeah. I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do things you have that it ain't that good. You get you wet, I get you wet. You do good, I do it better, yeah. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right?
Hey baby, how you doing now? I got you in the bedroom, looking so good, eyes like a cartoon. Mouth dropping so hot, it burns when I get close. Fuck it, I'ma burn, cause I want you the most. You got a nigga drooling with your pink and black lingerie. High heels, thong on, booty so jiggly. Titties sitting up, right, silky smooth. Dagger, don't beg, but
please put it on.
Waiting long enough, so now it's time for some action. I got you all night, I guarantee satisfaction. Look at your reaction, don't run from it. Got you sounding like, wanna grab your stomach. Do you like it or love it, or do you want me to stop? I try to slow down, and she screamed out. She want me cause of me, not the status of a cheddar. Tell me, are you wet?
Yes.
Let me get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better. I gotta get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do things you have, gotta make that good. He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, might have to suck. He get you wet, I get you wet.
All these chicks want to do is talk about spiritual blessings and stuff. We're never going to score here.
Yeah, my hands hurt.
Cornholio, Prophet Butthead.
Tomorrow we will engage in the great conception.
The great what?
Contraption, what?
Yes, tonight the vessels must prepare themselves to receive your essence.
Yeah.
There will be a...
Well, the essence must be the vessels and the blue. Let's get out of here, Beavis.
Perhaps it's good that they rest up for tomorrow.
Yes. It is very good that the Beloved and Prophet Butthead are so young. They must have great energy to make love to us all tomorrow.
This place sucks.
Yeah, what's cracking, y'all? West Coast Wednesdays, The Dagger, L.A., West Coast all day, hump nights. I hope y'all happy this hump day. It's been a long week. Well, it's half the week, so, I mean, it hasn't been that long. I'm in a better mood than I was on Sunday. So we're back. We're in the game. We're about to see what kind of ignorantness y'all can get into tonight with me here. But as always, you know, we smooth it out on Wednesdays, playing them R&B tracks and, you know, them get-it-the-girls tracks from the top R&B artists from around the world, from the top hip-hop artists from around the world, and they're all independent. So if you've been here from the jump, from the beginning, I'm glad for having you here. If this is your first time, thanks for being here. I hope you enjoy your stay. I hope you come back again and you tell somebody about it, all right? But off top, we're going to start it off, as always, with the shout-out to Boss Lady herself, Topaz Lachey. Without her, there's no Bang Out Radio. There wouldn't be no award show cracking off at the end of the year. You wouldn't be hearing The Dagger right now. You wouldn't be hearing everybody else. You wouldn't be hearing Steady Grind, you know what I mean, on the Steady Grind Network, Monday and Tuesday with Jay Patton. You wouldn't be hearing me, West Coast Wednesdays. You wouldn't be hearing Topaz Lachey herself. Thursdays, we play Thursdays, or on Banging That Fire Friday. Wouldn't be hearing Sexy Amanda G on Saturday. And you wouldn't be hearing me again back here on Slap Sunday. So, I mean, we're doing big things over here on Bang Out Radio. So you either need to get down or lay down, one or the other, you know what I mean? That's if you got something to say about Bang Out Radio. If you don't, and you just chill, you're just hanging out with the rest of us, then everything's all good. Remember, if you ever want to get at me on the radio show, 661-621-7559. Press 1 to holler at me, to talk to me, to drop your opinion on whatever my crazy ass may be thinking about and talking about for the day. You can also send me all your music. Ladies, for the Dagger's Beauty of the Week, send me all your pictures. Dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Get at me right there, all right? I'll be right here all talk. So, ooh, excuse me. What am I sipping on today? Ooh, shit. Jose Cuervo. Damn, I put a lot in this motherfucking cup. Mixed with, what did I put in here? Root beer? Yeah, I know, y'all. I'm an alcoholic. I mix all kind of shit together. Ain't no telling what may happen. But, yeah, I'm probably going to be pretty turnt by the time this show is over. So I'm going to try to keep my composure, keep my head straight, keep things going. May have some special guests calling in later. We'll see if they call in. We'll see if they check in. But as always, as I always, always do, you can never tell me I'm a liar. For those who send me new music, new music is always first in rotation for the following show, whatever's coming on. So now that I've said that, straight out the gate for the first track of the day, right here on West Good Wednesdays, new to the rotation on Bang Out Radio, my man Cadillac Cass featuring Mr. Sean, your special. Let's go.
Real fly. Put her best on, cause she getting sex on. Can't wait, eat pills, got her rolling like a pair of skates. She came through, shut it down, must have heard Drake. Mac game at its best, call it 4-4. Traded my old for the new Blackberry tour. She send shots of that ass when it's tooted up. I text back, girl, when you gon' let me fuck? And then she got body like spray, and I'ma head straight to the A. Fly shit top down while we twist gray. Get her in the mood to get lower than a snake. I like Don Julio, she love Rosé. She love Sky Ball, she know it ain't fake. She put it in my pocket, then I put it in her face. Quick to get it poppin', mom, tell me how it tastes. She love it when I stand up, way up in it. Take time with her body, break it all in it. Records when I'm gone, she can see it so vivid. Give me all your love, baby, don't be timid. Girl, you gon' get it. Help me to the finish. Cause you gon' get it. Get my Rick Ross on. Cause I'm gon' win a call. Alicia, Carrie, I just met Renee. A Kiki, a red bone, she stayed around the way. But it's you I envision, cutting with precision. Get your love locked down like Kanye. Might sound like I'm stuck on myself. Girl, listen. Seems like I'm spotting the model. I'm dead. Got my Blackberry filled with faith. A many women, all women short, petite, and tall women. Even though I crack them all like coal, I'm not spending very much time. Cause black on the grind, and you first on my mind. Then I start dying. Flashbacks to the freaky things got me smiling. You special like a slow kid. I'm fucking with you. Nut busting so explosive. You get the pitch. Yeah, I could've called Veronica, Tina, and Kim. But instead I called you. I'll be through round 10. Cause she love it when I stand up, way up in it. Take time with her body, break it all, get it. Break it when I'm gone, she can see it so vivid. Give me all your love, baby, don't be timid. Girl, you gon' get it. Help me to the finish. Cause you gon' get it. Get my Rick Ross on, cause I'm gon' whip it. Whip it.
Brand new Cadillac Cavs, y'all saying. Fresh in the rotation, y'all. Don't even trip. I even got Mo coming from that man on Slap Sundays as well. We got Mo for West Coast Wednesdays. My man hooked me up with a lot of tracks, y'all. Check that man out. But we're going to keep it going right here. Whitney Coleman, I like this song right here. Not That Girl featuring T Throw. Let's go.
I love that style, I love those lips. Then use the perfect storm, girl, can I see you? I mean, cause you so fly, funny girl, use a trip. But my bags is packed, so yeah, I'm ready for it. You see, at first it was all about passion, laughing, and satisfaction attracting. You different, so I'm begging you, please. Cause I see you, and you see me. And I'm willing to sacrifice if it makes us a we. Nah, I mean, baby.
Here we are, face to face, talking about. You said you wanted to chill that day, but I said no, I had a show to play. But there you were, by the phone, at your plate, all alone. Was on the stage, light shining on me. Then a knock at your door, but this chick wasn't me. Before I let you go, I think that you should know. You said you want to be friends, cause I'm not. I would've been support, you rock your everything. Now I know that I might be different, a cute difference, smart and independent. But I thought it was a cliche until you broke our bottom and it was the best. Before I let you go, I think that you should know. You said you want to be friends, cause I'm not that type of girl. And no, don't exactly where it's at. You say you want to be friends, but man, I don't.
This is crazy, and baby, I know that lately it feels like I don't hear you. But turn around and you'll see that I'm near you. I know you heard the pimp lies about the women I done been through. It's true, but the wedding dress is for you, I assure you. You say my love is skin deep, but I say I adore you. And when you say I just tell you I amore you. I know I ain't the man that your daddy would have for you, but I got a heart and it's just turning more blue, more blue.
Before I let you go, I think that you should know. Cause I'm not the type of girl. And no, don't you take it back. Let's leave exactly where it's at. You say you want to be friends, but man, I'm more than just that girl.
You ready to have sex?
You bet. Move over so Tiffany and I have room.
What? Who the hell is she?
She's the woman I'm going to have sex with tonight.
Oh.
Oh, and don't worry about getting me pregnant. I'm already pregnant.
Peter, what's the matter with you? You can't just have sex with some random woman.
Why the hell not?
Because we're married.
Well, I'm sorry, but I don't remember marrying anybody. Why the hell would I commit to having sex with one person for the rest of my life?
Because we love each other. That's part of being a family. It means being responsible and faithful.
Well, that doesn't sound very fun.
Well, if that's how you feel, then we no longer have a family.
Boy, I'm glad you said it. But this is my house, and I'm not going anywhere.
You don't have to. I'm leaving, and I'm taking the kids with me.
That's a beautiful necklace you're wearing, Tiffany.
Thank you.
Is that what you do with your Saved by the Bell money?
Yeah. We back, y'all. West Coast Wednesdays. Hub Nice, The Dagger, L.A., West Coast All Day, Bang Out Radio. And, yeah, I guess we'll start the show now. And usually, like I said, I usually have a lot of different topics. I just like to throw shit out there and just seeing where I go with things. But, I mean, lately a lot of discussion has been coming up with me on this one topic right here. So I think I'll talk about that for the night. And we'll, you know, look at all aspects of it and different angles of it. We're going to talk about these kids, y'all. Kids, kids, kids. People with kids. People, should they have kids? Are people responsible for their kids? What the fuck is wrong with some of these kids that are already born right now? Like, I mean, damn. But that's what we're going to talk about. So we're going to start it off by saying, at least I'm going to talk about my childhood, at least what I can remember from it, or at least, you know, things like that, how I was when I was a kid. I don't remember how I was when I was super, super young. But I think I was a good kid, I mean, overall, because why I think that? Because my parents always taught me that the world was a great place to live in. You know, the world, everybody was nice, everything's all good. You know, I was brought up in that whole, how do you say, like everything's all good. People are nice. You know, if you show respect, you get respect. I was brought up to believe that everything was all good. There was no problems and anything like that. So as a kid, I acted that way. I was always happy. I mean, as happy as I could be, given what was going on in my household and my own personal situation. But again, if you've been around with me from the top, you know how my house situation was. But I didn't allow that, or I didn't let that fuck up how I felt about other people. I tried to grind, you know, not grind. I tried to just actually kept it a lot of that shit hidden. Why? Because I don't like pity. I've never been a pity person. I don't like people to feel sorry for me. I don't like people to, like, I don't like to explain things to people or tell them things for them to be like, oh, well, I'm sorry to hear that, or, oh, it's going to be okay, or, oh, or this, that. You know, I don't like, ah. So I would always keep that shit internalized. You know, whatever pain I was feeling, whatever I was going through, I would kept it to myself. And always, you know, just had a smile on my face as much as I could. Because, again, I didn't want anybody asking me questions. I honestly didn't want people knowing what was going on in my household, because despite everything else, it was like, these are my parents, this is my father, this is my mother, no matter what goes on here, you know, this is our business, this is what we got to do. So it was kind of that situation. But I don't think I was a bad kid. But as I grew up and started realizing how things were and how the world really was and how people can really be, things started to change. And then also at the same time, y'all, I was the fat kid. Like I said, I was the one that everybody always, you know, I was probably, if I was in your little junior high school or middle school or wherever you was, you know, I'd probably be the kid y'all would be talking about and y'all would be laughing at, like, oh, look at that fat kid over there. I'll be that. That was always me. So because of that, you know, I was always able to use my mouthpiece. I was always able to speak. I was always able to direct attention. I was a good talker. I could always verbalize shit. I didn't have to fight. And then also at the same time, I was getting enough, you know, detrimental shit from my people in the household. You know, my dad was always coming at me sideways about stuff and everything like that, where when people would talk about me at school or whatever, it's like, shit, this isn't nothing, man. Like I said, I got a father at home who's way worse and says way worse shit than you, so fuck what you saying. So it was always easy for me to deal with other people, so that wasn't really a problem for me. I didn't lash out. Even though my parents, my dad was an asshole, he, like I said, he always provided what I needed. So I didn't ask for much, I didn't want for much, I didn't need for much. So I was pretty self-contained, I guess, in a sense. So that was me in my childhood. But some of the way, well, I'm looking at these kids now, I don't know what the fuck, and I don't know where the blame is. I mean, do you blame the parents? Do you blame the kids? Do you blame society? Do you blame people? Do you blame the school? I mean, who do you point the finger at? And this is some of the things we're going to be figuring out today, because also I think about my own life and what I'm going through now, being almost going on 30 this year, people tell me all the time, it's like, you don't have any kids? I'm like, no. And they're like shocked by that. Like it's a shock that a 30-year-old black man doesn't have a kid, which is probably is. at this point, at least one, you know what I mean? Or a lot of guys claim they don't got kids or say they don't got kids even though they do, but, you know, I really don't have any at all whatsoever because I've lived my whole life for that, to not have kids. Because, one, I'm trying to have too much fun in my damn self. So when you have kids, that stops you from doing a lot of shit unless you just don't give a fuck, which is another thing we're going to talk about later, but we'll get to that later. But I'm trying to do too much, so to be worried about somebody else, that's number one. Number two, if I can't provide everything for my child, I shouldn't have one. Like I said, I don't want my kid to wear have for nothing. I'm still going to teach them the right way and everything, but I want to be able to, man, if they hungry, they ain't never going to be hungry. They always going to have clothes. They're going to be able to go to school. You know what I mean? There's going to be no issues, no problems. I don't want my kid to go through any of the shit that I had to go through. Because even though it did make me a better person, there's a lot of shit that I shouldn't have had to go through, and I wouldn't want that to go. I wouldn't want to pass that on to the next generation, knowing how it made me feel and knowing what I had to go through. So I want to take all that away from my child from jump. And then three, it's hard to find somebody to have a child with. You can't, you know, a lot of y'all people just have babies or just fucking random people or just fucking people, period, and, you know, getting pregnant and having kids by God knows who or whoever. And y'all shouldn't be doing that. You know what I mean? Especially if you're not going to deal with that motherfucker on a long-term basis or if it's not going to go down that route or whatever. So people just making a lot of wrong decisions and things like that. Me, personally, if I'm going to have a kid, I want to be with somebody, you know, that I'm going to build something with, that I'm going to grow with, because I don't want to do the whole divorce thing. I don't want to do the whole different houses. I don't want my kid to have to go to mommy, then back to daddy for a week, then, you know, have to figure out who stepdaddy is, and, you know, all kind of shit that a lot of motherfuckers is going through right now, and I'm seeing a lot of it. I'm kind of glad I'm out of it, but at the same time, if I had a little, you know, a little mini-me running around, I don't know what I would think or how I would act towards that, but like I said, these are things, these are some of the questions we're going to get into. These are some of the things that we're going to talk about. So if you out there with kids and you want to chime in on this, it's okay, but like I said, I may sound bad because, like I said, I don't have kids, so some of the things I may say, it's going to sound like somebody who doesn't have kids. So if you got kids and you want to set me straight on a few things or you want to tell me how certain things may be, then feel free to call in 661-621-7559. Press 1 to holler at me, and I'll be right here, all right? But we're going to get back into the music. Miss Neera, you know, not brand new. She's been in the game for a little minute, but I got a lot of music from her. She always hooks me up, and I love this one right here, Turning Me On. Miss Neera featuring Tweet. Let's go.
Running through the tunnel, locomotive, locomotive, locomotive. You better be glad I'm kinda somewhat turned up. Young Slick 3, yeah, I'm the first up. I'm the first up, better know that.
Diva, Miss Mara. Definitely representing for the ladies. You go, girl.
Coast to Coast DJ Coalition.
Yes, yes, yes. We're going to go straight to Las Vegas with the Las Vegas Hustler, Chuck Sue, the buffet. Let's roll.
Bangstrom.com.
And she had. Yeah. Chocolate shake hips, blame it on thighs. Make a nigga double take when he ride by. Chocolate shake hips, blame it on thighs. Make a nigga double take when he ride by. Chocolate shake hips, blame it on thighs. Make a nigga double take when he ride by. Double take when you ride by. Double take when you ride by. She sexy, cool, pretty smile, 90 shit. Sexy style, my college girl, but she party wild. You ain't gotta leave, let's stay a while. Burn a few, now we in the clouds. And we ain't coming down. I'm trying to keep her over here where we peeling these bills. And cups is getting filled, but he kicking her heels. Yeah, find a place to chill, to speak on something real. No longer concealed, the way she feel. Got a dish she wanna steal. Smoke one, then two, nigga, that's three wheels. She says she only like girls when she pop pills. I'ma coach her through it, tell the chick get the feel. Fuck sick, nigga, I'm ill. Got her own cash for tuition and bills. Damn, grown and sexy for real. Yeah. Chocolate shake hips, filet mignon thighs. Make a nigga double take when he ride by. Chocolate shake hips, filet mignon thighs. Make a nigga double take when he ride by. Chocolate shake hips, filet mignon thighs. Make a nigga double take when he ride by. Double take when you ride by.
Damn, I can see you from afar. I'm being judgmental, but I wanna know who you are. Draped down in Vicky, shaped like Nikki. I'm rating you $10, but I'm wondering if you're picky. I prepare to get away, I'ma say you getting punked. Even if I find out that your attitude stunk, I haven't even approached yet. Feeling like I wanna dodge this viper, but I wanna test drive your vet. Her body looking good like a dinner. If I get the butter and biscuits, I'm the winner. She got deep fried two-piece from Popeyes. In this combo, they include the shake with the fries.
On the outside,
I'm saying that it's nice to meet you.
On the inside,
I'm saying I want to spread cream on your peaches. My favorite flavor's cookies and cream.
The inside,
I'm trying to get in them jeans. I can't help myself. With your hot fuzz sundae looking like it's about to melt. Come ride with your boy, help me soak up this AC. Let's get you out them sun rays.
She got
chocolate shake hips, filet mignon thighs. Make a nigga double take when you ride by. Chocolate shake hips, filet mignon thighs. Make a nigga double take when you ride by. When you ride by. Double take when you ride by.
Nah, we ain't done yet, y'all. We're gonna keep it going. Pay SOB, our stranger, featuring Janae Keough. Let's go.
Bangstrom.com.
starting to feel the similar pain. Are you sure we haven't met before? I know your face, I know your name, but I don't know you. Isn't that crazy?
Point blank, period. Some of y'all can't take care of the ones that you got. and the rest of y'all, like, I mean, I don't know what it is. I just don't get it. I mean, I've seen people, like, really, I've seen both extremes. Let me not act like everybody doesn't take care of their kids or, like, everybody doesn't love their kids or whatever. But I've seen a lot of shit that makes me question, it's like, why some people even have kids. It's like, why even go through the motions if you're not going to do what you got to do in order to handle what you brought into this world or handle what you did? You know what I mean? People always want to blame the kid for everything. Like, it's the kid's fault that girls want to blame the kid that their body got all fucked up. People want to blame the kid that they ain't got no money. People want to blame the kid that they ain't got no time to have fun or they ain't got, you know, they can't go do other things or whatever. It's not the kid's fucking fault. It's your fault. You know what I mean? I done plenty of shit that I probably shouldn't have done. You know what I mean? I'm, like I said, safe sex is always number one. Point blank period, y'all. Condoms, what do they say? I've seen certain posts of what they say, like, $3 for three condoms or whatever, $5 on three condoms is a lot less expensive than 18 years of, you know, child support for a lot of y'all motherfuckers. So, yeah, strap it up. Like I said, if you ain't trying to have kids, don't do it. Then even at that, okay, you're fucking the girl, you're doing what you're doing or whatever. The pussy is not that bomb, y'all. Pull out. At the very least. They always say the pull-out method don't work or whatever, but it's better than, you got a better chance to just, some of y'all just, just all in there and then sleeping the shit. Like, it's not, y'all got to excuse me, I'm trying to fight a cold and shit. But it is not that serious, y'all. I mean, we all know that fucking and sex can lead to these type of things, but if you handle your fucking and sex properly, then it doesn't have to lead to these type of things. You don't have these mistakes or issues. And also, well, no, I won't even bring that up right now. I'll save that for later. But y'all just doing dumb shit. And it's even worse now because people are having kids younger, younger, and younger. And then it's kids having kids. It's not the business. I don't know where people think this is cute or where girls get the idea where, like, well, shit, I want a kid at 14, 15, and it's dead serious. No. I even watch that dumb show sometimes. I don't watch it, but I'll be stuck places sometimes where that shit be on and I got to watch it. That Teen Mom shit or the, Pregnant at 16, Teen Mom. Woo. Y'all, if you watch these shows, I know some of y'all ladies doing it, y'all see what these people go through? And those is white people. Those is white problems. Black shit is a lot worse. Or it's a lot, I'm not going to say it's worse, because bad is bad. I'm going to say it's a lot different. You know what I mean? Because, hold on. My bad, y'all. My bad. We're gonna bring in the caller right here out the, out 253-0640. You got the dagger. What it do?
What's good, dagger?
What's going down, my Miss Sherelle Mustang? You know what I mean? The original one of the daggers, original bang out beauties hanging with me today. What's going on with you, ma?
Shit, watching TV, chilling, waiting for my hot Cheetos to get here.
Yeah, I bet. Your hot Cheetos. Yo, so what you watching?
Beauty Shop.
What? Beauty Shop?
Yeah, with Queen Latifah.
Ew, boo. Boo. But anyway, so what's your viewpoint on the kids subject? I mean, have you been hearing me? I mean, am I making any kind of sense or am I way off the board right now?
You are making sense. Well, I'm a mom. I have a 4-year-old daughter raising by myself. You feel me? I understand where you're coming from. If you're not ready to have a kid, financially ready, house stable, whatever, you shouldn't have a kid. Especially the little ass kid. You shouldn't have. Because I'll be my daughter's ass if you have a kid at the age of 14. I don't give a fuck. I'll be that. For real, there's no reason for no little kid to have a fucking baby. You're too young. Wait till you're like in your 20s or something, or until you're married to have a fucking kid.
But that's what that. But see, here's the thing. It's just funny because it's like people treat kids, or at least I'm seeing a lot of girls treat kids like they're an accessory. You know what I mean? Like it's a toy. You know, kids want to have kids because they think it's going to give them something to do, or they think that they're going to all of a sudden. You know what I mean?
If they want something to do, pick up a hobby. bicycling, skating, music, riding.
What about keep your ass in school and get an education? You know what I mean? That's what y'all should, that's what motherfuckers should be doing. But this is what I'm saying. It's like don't get me wrong. I love sex. I love sex, y'all. I love it. You know what I mean? I was fucking by the age of 12, so I can't sit here.
What the hell?
Yeah, I can't sit here and tell y'all, you know, don't get your fuck on and shit or whatever. I mean, I can, because, I mean, like, even that, girls, you know the average age of the virginity of a girl loses her age now is about 14, 15? That shit is amazing.
Yeah.
Real amazing. Average. Like I said, I'm just throwing that out there, but I'm sure if I look it up, I'm sure pretty much is the average is around 14, 15, 16.
It's younger now. People getting pregnant at the age of 12.
And it's like, why? That's, and y'all know how I feel. Like I said, this is West Coast Wednesdays, y'all. I'm trying to be cool, kind of collective and everything. But, I mean, I don't try. But this is fucking dumb, and it's stupid. Girls, ladies, especially ladies. Let me talk to the ladies, because niggas is going to do what niggas do. I keep telling y'all all the time, especially here on West Coast Wednesdays, ladies have the power. Y'all got the power. But y'all do dumb shit with it. Or you give up that power to the wrong person. And then you wonder why what happened. And then you're pregnant, you got a kid, your daughter's like 2, you're 17, you know what I mean? And you're wondering what the fuck happened to my life or what's going on. You happened to your shit. That's what happened.
And they don't understand, when you have a kid, you got to grow up fast. Even if you're an adult and you party all the time, you have a kid, yeah, most of that shit stops. But you can still have fun and be a parent at the same time.
But your responsibilities come first, no matter what. Right, but I feel when you're young, that's another thing, too. When you're young, you don't even know how your responsibilities are supposed to be. You ain't responsible yourself. You know what I mean? You ain't even responsible yourself. And then it's like you want to have a kid, and then you want to grow up. And it's like, no, y'all got it backwards. You're supposed to grow up before you have a kid. Yeah, like I said, I know I'm not, you know, sounding dumb, sounding stupid. I'm maybe stumbling around over here real quick. Like I said, it's this Drake that's kicking in right now. But I know what I'm saying is making sense, because it's just, and I can speak from experience, y'all. Like I said, look at my family. I'll tell y'all about my family. Shit, my family ain't no better. My sister had her first daughter, had my first niece, I think, when she was just barely 18, 17, 18. So she got to the end of her shit a little bit. But that's even still young, because, you know, she could have went to college, got a good job. You know, she could have did a lot of shit or whatever. Now, don't get me wrong. I love my niece. I love my sister. I love my family. But at the same time, it's like that shit could have waited, because at the time when she had the kid or whatever, y'all, it was real traumatic. Like I said, we're lucky we're a tight-knit family on our end where we look out for each other. But not everybody has that. You know what I mean? I was lucky. She was lucky in that sense. A lot of girls get pregnant and don't got nobody looking out for them. You know, some people get disowned when they get pregnant at a young age. Ain't nobody fucking with them. You know? So my sister was lucky. But then years later, that very first niece that I had, now she got a kid at like 16, 17, 18. You know, she didn't even learn from her own mama.
I got pregnant at the age of 20, had her at the age of 21. I was still young. I was still going through my little, okay, I'm not ready to grow up yet. I want to party, go out, have drinks, smoke, whatever, kick and go to the clubs, do whatever. I had to grow up fast when I had my daughter. And it's hard. It's really hard.
People think it's easy,
but it's not. And then they have to be like, what the fuck did I do? Why I do this? And it's like, I'm not ready to grow up. Yeah, I'm not ready to be a mom. Well, you shouldn't have had it. You shouldn't have lay down and got fucked, basically. Shit.
Now, again, I'm not telling y'all not to get y'all fuck on. Like, I mean, enjoy yourselves, but y'all got to be safe, y'all. Safe.
Get on birth control, something.
If you know you're going to be fucking...
Even though it's not 100%, but it will at least knock down the percentage of you getting pregnant.
Yeah, at least, yeah, like you just said, knock it down. That y'all just out there, but that's what I'm saying. That's where the irresponsibility come in, because there's little kids just out here just getting their fuck on, thinking they can't get pregnant or whatever, and then wind up pregnant, bitch. Like I said, ladies, like I said, if you done got your period and whatever that done started, that means you can get pregnant. That's exactly what that means. If you've been in any kind of fucking health class, as soon as that first little bloodstream come around, that means past that, you can get pregnant. Period. Just in case you didn't know that or whatever, I'm telling y'all now. So, like I said, so Kel say that the Dagger ain't trying to educate y'all on shit, because that's what it is. And I don't even like talking about that kind of stuff. But, I mean, we're just being serious here. And I'm just at that point where it's like it's just frustrating, because the younger the kids get, and like I said, back to my situation. My sister and my oldest niece were pregnant at the same time. Like I said, y'all, I love my family, but like I said, we got shit. My family ain't no different from nobody else's. Like I said, we got shit going on over here, too, that shouldn't be happening, but shit happens. But it's lucky. But like I said, over here, it's kind of a luck thing, because we do look out for each other. That's why I love my family so much. No matter what, no matter how upset we, no matter how fucked up shit was, because like I said, when shit got pregnant, when people found out people were pregnant, trust, people got cussed out, people were mad, shit was going down, but it's like, okay, well, now we got to come together and figure out what's going on and make something happen. But that's us. Like I said, we're lucky. Some of y'all don't have that. So y'all got to realize what y'all getting into before y'all start doing what y'all out there doing. Like I said, don't take my words for it, y'all. Like I said, this is honesty. This is reality. So we'll be right back, though, y'all, with Dagger's Beauty hanging with me today. And we're going to get on this super cold chocolate wasted. Let's go.
This is the punchlines and panty droppers. No sleep, she kisses all over your lips slowly. That chocolate caramel cookie and cream, feeling like the shorty past the whipped cream. I got a sweet one, but you got a limpy. I'm chocolate wasted, shawty got me chocolate wasted. I'm chocolate wasted, she got me chocolate wasted. I'm chocolate wasted, shawty got me chocolate wasted. I'm chocolate wasted, she got me chocolate wasted. See, that's my little cutie buttercup. Hey, she kissed nipples, I'm a suck. Look, couldn't find that flavor in a cookbook. Sugar high, felt like I hit the punk. You know I got the munchies, baby, and I be munching on my pussy, baby. So tell them, hey, niggas, fuck you, baby. You know I fuck you crazy, and when I fuck you, baby, I hear you screaming out. You must be fucking crazy. I got J. Blue and gold, Rockstar is going down. This is the punchlines and panty droppers. I'm chocolate wasted, shawty got me chocolate wasted. I'm chocolate wasted, she got me chocolate wasted. I'm chocolate wasted, shawty got me chocolate wasted. I'm chocolate wasted, she got me chocolate wasted.
Shawty, you fine as hell. Yeah, I ain't gon' lie. Bet your love is good, sweeter than cherry pie. Kissing on your neck, touching on no inner thigh. Something about your eyes, gonna make me high. No false eyes, gonna pass me by. We can get it cracking, good for it, not tired. Let me in your world, girl. Bet you ain't had it like that. Rose petals on the bed, I hit it from the back. Champagne bottles on the floor, no, you clear. Little bit of whipped cream on strawberries. I like your style. Wanna see how we get down. Down up on the floor, up, down up on me. Between me and you, girl, what it's gonna be? I love that double fudge, buttercup. Got a pecan, got a thing for vanilla. But I really be off chart.
And penny droppers.
But I be off chart.
Chocolate wasted, shawty got me chocolate wasted.
I'm chocolate wasted. She got me chocolate wasted. I'm chocolate wasted. Shawty got me chocolate wasted. I'm chocolate wasted. She got me chocolate wasted.
Chokes your hands when I see your girl with them slanted eyes and that chocolate skin. Trying to in and out, bend the corners on my basket tip, yep, trying to win. Way back then, it was Tim Gang on the L block, real long range. It was me and Hawk, my brother Dustin J, my nigga Baby Mac, we was on the main. Finding my ways, you was locked up, and it was summertime, but you was hot tub. Dropped the curtains on break, go, and I caught a glimpse, couldn't let it go. Granddad, that corn hatching off Ball Street, a bad brief spot, and I was Michael Bell, straight down. I've been in there, me sagging on it like wind stop. Candles hitting that bad friend, that silhouette like hot damn. Malicious pieces, she's sweet though. And every time I see her, wanna beat those. We get lit the real chocolate wasted. I'm chocolate too, but she trying to taste it. I aim to please, she ain't gotta fake it. I'm strapping up and I'm so tame.
So sweet, her she kisses all over your lips slowly. That chocolate caramel, cookie and cream. Feeling like the shorty past the whip. I got a sweet
boy,
but you got
them too. I'm chocolate wasted, shawty got me chocolate wasted. I'm chocolate wasted, she got me chocolate wasted. I'm chocolate wasted, shawty got me chocolate wasted. I'm chocolate wasted, she got me chocolate wasted.
Sitting low in my seat, girl.
Corey Drums from Ike. And right now, you're listening to a flawless track.
Goodbye is the only way to cut ties. As I listen to your heart cry, I pray time consumes all the wounds. Love gets exhausted, I'm awfully tired of fussing and cussing and telling your mother what we discussing. Your attitude's disgusting. If it wasn't for that, we'd probably be back to the days of our lives. But the pain will subside. I just hope you forgive me for the next time I look in your pretty eyes. Cause it cut me deep too, but this pain ain't easy to see through. And love blinds all, but you always kept your guards up, darling. Hardly speaking, trips on the weekend. Not to mention the secrets that you was keeping. Can I make the sunrise or stop tears from falling? I think not. But what you need to realize is that I put my all in. Can I make the moon change tides? Stop love from dying? I think not. But what you need to realize that I put my all in, I put my all in. Can I make the sunrise or stop tears from falling? I think not. But what you need to realize is that I put my all in, darling. And I feel I've been defeated too. Walked away with a victory, but I needed you. Depression on my heart so heavy it got me gone already. Twisting up a J, reminiscing on how we used to play. Wearing the covers, goddamn, we got our mission on. Missionary to back shots, now all conversation just turns into back talk. I wanted you, but you leave me with no choice. It's like I'm speaking, but I ain't got no voice. And that's real, it's real get. Bottom line, you wasn't easy to deal with. Can I make the sunrise or stop tears from falling? I think not. What you need to realize is that I put my all in, that I put my all in. Can I make the moon change tides? Stop love from dying? I think not. But what you need to realize is that I put my all in, put my all in. Can I make the sunrise or stop tears from falling? I think not. But what you need to realize is that I put my all in.
Tired old eyes ain't seeing two able-bodied young men just lollygagging.
Can you, like, shut up?
Say what?
We're, like, waiting for this dude to, like, let us have his daughter's hand.
Huh. And I thought your generation had given up on being proper gentlemen. So which one of you is fixing to win the hand of this little lady?
Right here.
Me.
Love triangle, huh? Well, I guess you two will have to tangle since you know she can't give her hand to both of you.
Yeah, but she's got two of them.
Jumping Jesus, son. A gal gives her hand to just one fella. Now let me give you boys a little tip. No one ever got anywhere just waiting around. When it comes to women, there's nothing wrong with being a little persistent. Damn it, boys, if you want that girl's hand, get off your keisters and go get it.
He's right, Beavis. We've waited long enough.
Her hand must be rested enough by now.
Yeah, we're back. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, The Dagger, L.A., West Coast All Day, Bang Out Radio, hanging out with one of my original beauties, Miss Sherelle Mustin, hanging out with it, Mustin, hanging, chilling.
That's good.
Still good, okay, for sure, just making sure, but
Yeah,
we're here, we're back, y'all, talking about these kids, these little crunch snatchers, these little nigglets running around in the world nowadays, but what I want to, I guess the next aspect I want to talk about kids or whatever, and this goes back to choosing who you guys want to have kids with, because I'm thinking people are not choosing things. Well, let me backtrack, because I want to make sure I say this the right way. There are some ugly ass kids in the world. Let me just put that out there. And I'm only saying this because, again, this goes back to, you can't just have kids with anybody, because y'all got to think, like, you got to realize a kid is a mixture of half of your DNA and half of the person you're dealing with's DNA, 50-50, that's what a kid is. It's either going to be an XY chromosome or an XX chromosome. Like I said, for y'all that went to school, finished school, y'all don't know nothing about this, this is what happens. You have sex, you know what I mean? Half of your genes going to the baby, half of her genes going to the baby, and then you create something new that's like a mixture of both of y'all. Now, y'all got to realize this. If you out there fucking an ugly person, now, even though whatever your reason may be for fucking the ugly person, if you fucking that ugly person and you decide to have kids with that ugly person, that kid has a possibility of coming out half ugly. This is what y'all not realizing here. I mean... I don't care how big the dick is for the ladies. I don't care how bomb the pussy is for the niggas. If that's an ugly person, the kid is going to be ugly, or at least half ugly.
That's
you don't
not
want
always to... true.
Huh?
Too cute. I said that's not always true, because two pretty people can make an ugly-ass baby.
True, but, I mean, you have a better chance of two cute people making a cute baby than an ugly person and a cute person. You know what I mean? It's like two negatives don't always make a positive. Like, two ugly people are going to have an ugly-ass baby. You know what I mean? I believe that. I'm sorry. I don't think you can turn two uglies into a cute. I don't believe that.
Hey,
now,
yes, you can. I know somebody. Yes, you can.
Oh, well, one. Okay, there's always, of course, let's also say, there's always one exception to the rule. There's always a few exceptions to the rule. Some people get lucky. But at the same, but overall, cause like I said, I'm seeing way more ugly kids than I'm seeing cute kids. That's just me. Maybe it's just the people I'm around. Maybe it's the people I'm meeting or whatever. I don't know. But and then what I also don't like is when people got ugly kids, but they try to show them off like they're cute, and it's like you don't want to burst their bubble like their kid is ugly, because you know people go to war with their kids, so it's like I understand at the same time, but also it's like man no, nah, but we all know what, like see I don't like saying certain things because people gonna think I'm like this, I'm like that or whatever. Like I said, I'm not trying to judge people. Like I said, I'm not the overall authority on what's cute, what's ugly, what's this, what's that. But I also believe that there's a point where we can all agree that this is ugly and this is cute. You know what I mean? There's a universal thing where it's like, no, this is not going to work and this is going to work. So I believe I at least have the eye to be like, okay, that's ugly and that's cute. I at least believe I can do that. Because I'll even say it myself. I will never say I'm the most attractive person in the world. I will never say I am super bomb, sexy, and everything like that. But I am handsome. I'll give myself the handsome category. Like I said, if I get cleaned up, I get dressed up, whatever, I'm going to be out there and I'm going to pull something, point blank, period. That's just how I feel. You know what I mean? But some people can't do that. And it starts at the kid age. It starts at the kid, because ugly kids grow up and be ugly. You're just going to be ugly. I'm sorry. Especially if your kids especially if your parents don't care enough to help you with certain things, or you know what I mean? Or this goes also back to, like, if you can't take care of your kids, you shouldn't have them. Because, like I said, kids need things like the dentist. Kids got to go to the dentist. If you can't afford to take your kids to the dentist, then your kid's going to grow up with messed up teeth that's going to help them look ugly. So if you can't, you know what I mean? Kids got to go to places like the doctor. You know, these are places that kids have to go. And if you can't provide these basic necessities for your children, then again, don't have them. Because you're automatically making it harder for your kids before they even have a chance to make things hard for themselves. You're already putting them at a negative. You're already digging a hole for them that they got to dig out. Like again, I keep using myself as a reference because, like I said, y'all, I'm not immune to this. If you go back to my old school pictures and shit and everything like that, and we all and I have to applaud certain parents. At least nowadays, at least parents at least got it up where those that do have kids, y'all keeping y'all kids at least dressed nice, y'all giving them proper clothes or whatever. Like I give y'all props on that. Cause see me, when I was a kid, you know I needed glasses. You know what I mean? So I didn't know nothing about fashion when it came to glasses. You know, moms threw the big ass goggle glasses on me. You know what I mean? And even worse,
mine wasn't big, but I had some big glasses though when I was in middle school.
I had the big goggle glasses with the little attached things. You know the little string you put on them with the little cord, so just in case they fall off, they don't hit the ground. You know what I mean? Like. That's what I had. I had some of those. But, you know, I didn't wear it by choice. My mom's told me, you know what, these look cute, baby. You're okay. Go ahead and go. Not knowing that I was looking like a total fucking dork. But, hey, you know what I mean? It's okay. I needed glasses, though. You know what I mean? I had to wear glasses. I just didn't know about fashion at that time. I couldn't pick up my old glasses and everything like that. But, y'all, I'm just trying to help y'all out. Like, you want to give your kids as much of a head start as possible. You don't want to give them a negative. You want to give them a positive. And that's where it all messes up, because like we were saying earlier, in order to give your kid a positive, you have to sacrifice some of your shit. Because in order for your kid to have, especially if you're not making enough money, or depending on whatever people's situation is, if you're not doing enough, then it's gonna fall on the kid, because your kid comes first, no matter what, even before you. If you hungry and your kid hungry, then your kid should eat before you. You just gonna go starving. If one of y'all gotta eat, there's gotta be the kid. That's just what it is. At least that's how it should be. And this is the only, and y'all gotta realize, as humans, as actual people, we're the only ones in like the animal kingdom or whatever, if you want to look at it that way, that handles our kids like this. Because y'all got to realize, in the animal kingdom, a lot of motherfuckers really don't care about the kids. Kids are born and then they're let off in the world. They just got to do for themselves. Some kids don't even last 2-3 seconds. You know what I mean? Or they always got to look out for predators or whatever. This is just animal kingdom shit that I'm talking about real quick, y'all. But I'm just saying, as humans, we're in a position where, is if we do things the right way, our kids can do better, and our kids, like I said, you want your kid to do better than you. Or at least you should want your kid to do better than you. You know, I mean, you would want your daughter to do better than you, right?
Hell yeah.
See, but what I'm seeing a lot of is that and because of the mothers, the daughters are making the same mistakes that the mothers are, because, for one, the mothers feel they didn't make a mistake. Let's keep it around. You might not. I'm not saying that having a kid at an early age is a mistake or anything like that. It is. It is a mistake, but if you handle your mistake properly, then it's okay. I'm just being honest, because, like I said, honestly, you should not have a kid until you have a full-paying
job.
But
it's not always the mother's fault for getting pregnant, because some women do not want to have a kid at an early age. It's also the daddy's fault also.
Nah, I'm still going down to the fact that...
The person tried to trap me to staying with them by getting me pregnant.
Oh, that's another thing I noticed too lately, y'all. That's some weird shit too. A lot of these niggas out here is having keep a girl babies. It used to be a keep a nigga baby.
Like, women don't want to have... When they come out, they don't want to have a kid, but... How you gonna not want to have a kid but trying to get a bitch pregnant?
Because
that doesn't make no sense.
It is really weird nowadays. I have noticed that a lot too lately, that it's a lot of niggas out here getting girls pregnant. I've said it in one of my rhymes. Like, a lot of niggas is having getting girls pregnant just so they can hang around.
No, it don't work like that.
No, it don't. Because honestly, fellas, I'm talking to y'all now. A girl, like I said, a girl will handle her kid by herself. That's one thing I got to give girls props. There's a lot of more single mothers out there raising kids, and there are single fathers raising kids. So I will say that, and I know that as a fact, because I know more niggas will run away from the situation than females will.
I'm proof of one.
What happened?
I said amen, because I'm proof of it. I raised my kids before you by myself.
So I understand that. But also at the same time, what I don't have respect for is even these women that have, okay, they have one kid, they've had that situation or whatever, but then they want to have two or three by just any random person. Like I said, I got no respect for these women having.
You don't do that.
Now I have no respect for these women having 3-4 kids by 4 or 5 different guys. That I have no respect for whatsoever. And especially even worse is these girls who don't know. Like I said, when I didn't have a job, one of my favorite shows used to watch was Maury Povich. I used to love watching Maury. Why? because I love watching these people talk about you are the father, you not the father. I love these things because they always go crazy. You always see this girl who's been on the show like 3-4 times that tested 8-9 people, and ain't none of them the father. And they got to go find number 9 when she's up there like, you know what, let me think who else it could be. Like, are you serious, bitch? Are you serious? What the fuck is wrong with people, y'all? And that's not even just them. Now, see, black people, what I've noticed is black people just pimping the system because they get money off these kids, especially right about now. Income tax coming around. You know how many people is out here talking about, can I claim your kid? Can I do this? Can I do that? Can I get some extra cash? Ooh. It's y'all using kids in order to get more money. Y'all on unemployment. Y'all getting these SSI checks. Whatever y'all doing, y'all using y'all kids. That's not right either. Your kid is not a fucking, is not there just so you can get an extra couple of $100 every month. He's not. And then you take that money and go spend it on your ass for whatever else or something like that. That's not right. And then you want to get mad when your kid is hungry asking you, mommy, mommy, why can't I eat whoop or whatever, and you want to get frustrated. Bitch, please. See, I don't even know why I even picked this subject. Like I said, I'm getting all amped up over there. I'm supposed to be chilled over here on West Coast Wednesdays, y'all. But, I mean, this is a touchy subject for me. Not having kids, but then looking at the world, and it's like everybody has kids. I said this before, too. The more attractive a female is, the more than likely it is that she has a kid or two. This is what it, that's just the numbers. Period. I've seen it.
Actually, there's nothing wrong with having kids. If you love them and if you want to have a kid and you know how to take care of a kid, there's nothing wrong with it. But if you got it and don't want it, don't have no fucking kid. Period, blank, blank.
And this is why, me personally, I'm sorry, I'm a firm believer in abortion. I believe in pro-choice because, me personally, I mean, it's just rough to see a kid coming up and you know that motherfucker's going to be no good. Like I said, I've seen some bad kids, y'all. Like, dead serious, like, bad kids.
I don't believe in abortion. That's against my religion.
What?
So I don't believe in abortion. That's against my religion.
Well, yeah, some people have that hold up or whatever. I mean, you're always respected for your religion and what you believe.
If you don't want it, it's always adoption. Give it up for adoption. If you don't believe in it, give it for adoption.
Well, yeah,
give it to somebody that can't have kids. Give it to one of your family members that can't have kids. But you can always be in a child's life, but just don't do that. That's just wrong. That's killing part of yourself. What the hell?
I'm a firm believer in, like, some kids just don't need to be born to certain people. You know, certain people just don't need to have kids. You know what I mean? And I feel it's like a, in my opinion, I just feel it's just like, okay, you done saved the baby. Because, I mean, there's this one girl that I know, she could give two shits about her kid, because every time I come around over, because I'll be going over there, not for her, I'll be going over there to make purchases and shit, y'all. I don't need to know what to tell y'all what I am purchasing, but I go over there and I'll be making purchases. Now, her and her daughter, now, her son is a fucking retard. I'm just going to say that. I'm sorry. But here's why I say this. The kid always, when you look at the kid, his eyes is always look like he be smoking. Like I said, I know how my eyes look when I'm faded and I'm high. My eyes be so low, I look real Chinese, like duh, 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 whatever. I know how I look. Then I look at this little kid, he looks the same way. When he look up at me, he look at me with his eyes, can't even form words.
Special. He's just special. That's all.
No. Okay, but he's special. But, I mean, he's retarded then. There's something wrong with him. That's what I mean. But it's not his fault. I'm not saying it's his fault that he's retarded. I'm saying it's his mama's fault that he's retarded because when she was pregnant, she was probably doing all kind of shit that she wasn't supposed to be doing, and she don't give a fuck because every time I come around there, it's amazing how the kid's always there, but she never is. And nobody else in the house is caring about this kid. The kid's just running around doing whatever. You know what I mean? Just hair all fucked up, hair ain't combed or nothing or whatever. You know what I mean? Walking around in a diaper that's hanging down to the back of his fucking cab because ain't nobody want to change this little nigga.
That's nasty. She don't need to be a parent. She just need to give that child up or something.
Running around, kid running around barefoot and shit or whatever. But then want to be the first one to say, I love my kid, if somebody says something to him or something happened to him. Then she want to come out the woodwork talking about, what happened to my baby? What's going on? No, you don't care. You can't care when you want to care. You either care or you don't. Pick one. That's all I'm saying.
She don't need to have a kid.
Exactly. She shouldn't have one in the first place. Now, like I said,
that's just wrong right there.
Now, my thing is, when she got pregnant, like I said, it would have been even, I feel it would have been even, it would have been more humane. Like I said, she's pregnant first month or whatever, that little first, go get that shit done with. Don't even go through the motions. It's not worth it. I'm sorry. Now, like I said, if you're spiritual or if you feel that, you know, as soon as a woman is pregnant and there's a spirit and there's a life and all that or whatever, then fine, by all means. And yes, adoption is an option as well. If you can't take care of your kid, then give it to somebody who can. But
amen.
Don't make the kid suffer for your mistakes. The kid ain't got shit to do with it. Like I said, I look at this kid. This kid needs to go to some doctor and figure out what's wrong with him. Like I said, you can, you know how you can look at a kid and see that something's wrong with him. There's something wrong with this little motherfucker.
He got Down syndrome?
He got something. I don't know what it is. I'm not a doctor. But there's something wrong with him. You know, you can, there's something wrong with him. And you can go get this kid checked out. But is she going to do that? No. She probably don't got no kind of medical expenses. Probably got no bills. I mean, not medical bills. Probably got no kind of insurance. She probably can't do none of that shit. You know what I mean? That's what I'm talking about. If you can't do none of that, you shouldn't have had that motherfucker in the first place. Or you need to get on your grind, you need to get on your hustle, you need to do whatever you got to do to make sure this little nigga got everything he's going to need. Because already, even if he is a special needs child, that's even harder work that you got to do as a mother of that child. You think she's going to step up? You think she's going to step up to the plate? I don't think so.
No.
Exactly.
I'll tell you right now, no, she ain't. Shit. What the hell?
So that's just, and this is the type of shit that I just be having to do. That's what I said, that I see, that I deal with, that I got to be around and everything. I don't have to be around it, but when I notice shit like this, this is the shit that pisses me off. But then I'm the bad guy, like I said, if I sit up here and speak to her about, like I'm talking to people now, like, you need to do something with your fucking kid. That kid looks stupid. Mm-hmm. He looks retarded. I mean, I wouldn't say it like that, but I mean, that's how I would like to say it. But it's like, if I were to even come at her like, you know, something wrong with your son, you need to, no, ain't nothing wrong with my son, what you trying to say? You know, people get that defensive and they can't face reality. They can't face the truth. Like I said, if you care about your son, you'll do something about it. You're not going to sit here and argue about it. You're going to do something about it.
It's the truth. What the hell?
So, oh, man, y'all, I told y'all, man, I could talk about kids all day, man. Like I said, badass motherfuckers, man. But not all of them. Like I said, not all kids are bad. But
I was just about to say that, too.
They're not all bad, but, I mean, a majority of them are, y'all, but we gonna, a majority. Yeah, I don't need to have no kids right now. But we're gonna get a Daggers double play, y'all. Let's see. I'm gonna take it back, just a little back on this one, all right, y'all? We're gonna go with Joe Sprung. This is when I first became the Dagger, all right? This is when I really started feeling myself. Let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, woo! This right here was brought to you by the Untouchables. Bam, floss
hand in hand.
Y'all already know what it is.
Ha ha.
What it ain't. We got these bitches popping, making flicks. Let's go!
I can't even walk without these women flagging me down. Go pulling, grabbing, tugging on the hardest nigga around. Smoking on a pound of chronic, now I feel the effect. Women send me mouse drool and they pussy get wet. So let me check the schedule, it's gonna be a long day. I gotta flip a meeting with the
king of Menage.
Now it's 6-4, about a quarter to 5. Scuba kippers over, fucking those from 7 to 9. Corduroy, hollered at me, gotta meet him at 10. With a different set of women, now we at it again. Not really, too much smoking to fuck. Too many women sprung, talking shit and ain't saying nothing. If you want the dick, bitch, that's what you gonna get. Talk shit, my phone clicks, dial tone is all you get. Don't forget, you don't wanna sprung me. I'm not leaving broken butt naked sitting on the bus.
I'm sprung, the dagger's got me. Got me blowing up his phone, and I can't leave him alone. Now I'll sprung, cause he got me. Got me doing different shit, like popping pills and making flicks. I'm sitting here wishing you would come and see me. The way I feel, I don't want you to leave me. You're playing games, boy.
try to do it, but they can't be the daggers. Everything they got best will leave the daggers as fat. I got a better style, swagger, and approach to the game. Won't even speak about my dick because it crafted my name. It kills pussy and it's edible, but doing this is 94. Do the math, I was 12, getting head and fucking hoes. Didn't have a style, fat, tall, no break.
I was you getting all the hoes.
I was big from my age. Had a job, getting paid, and I was flossing a little. Getting high, you see, was done before I knew of a thizzle. Then the weight started dropping, and now it's really popping. My steak was getting bigger from the valley past Compton. Now I'm super cocky, and I ain't never nervous. 22 years of practice, bitch, I'm damn near perfect. I always want to learn, but women want me to teach. I got the force of getting pussy, and I don't even speak.
I'm from the Tagatachi. Got me blowing up his phone, and I can't leave him alone. Now how
I'm above the game and know it all. 6 foot tall, ash fuck em. Never catch em, I just fuck em on my phone. It's a fucking ball with Pokemon like Pikachu. Code name on my bitches based on battle points and attributes. The bombers once they got the rest to keep on my belt. And if my man was disobeying, I got 7 to help. Baby blue, I choose you. Watch what she gon' do. Deep thumping dick is still sticking out of tongue. To another battle, one of the daggers an excellent trainer. These are my homies, that's a wild hope. It's easy to tame. Some of them will never change your deal or let them go. Never trick on the trick, bitch. There are plenty more kids. It's the summer if you like to see better. Getting higher than the feather, handing over a cheddar. I'm 24 and have a son, got my whole lot to live. And you sprung it cause I'm hungry, but you ain't having my kids.
I'm from the daggers got me
position and I ain't even rich. What else? But I don't want to hurt your feelings, cause I do care. It's hard work to try to balance all these different personalities. Unity is fantasy, I'm dealing with reality. Niggas do what niggas do, get over and hustle. Nigga, don't make me chuckle. Happens to me all the time, so what I deal with the hurt. Now I ain't saying that I'm super clean, I play in the dirt. But I ain't in the skirt, so now if a nigga try to fuck me, I kill him quick, then I switch, that motherfucker's lucky. That I don't get believe a hostile nigga gotta pay again. I dropped $1,000 just to chop up an American. A bitch is a bitch too, do what a bitch do. Tricks over little shit, don't do what I tell her to. Hoes follow orders, but they harder to manage. Talking too much out of upper lip, I'm causing them damage. You should be all up and over me, and now you don't know me. Tried to make a nigga mad, fucking all of the homies. No respect at all, but you blame the weed, there's alcohol. Woke up in the morning feeling stupid, nigga, and me a call. Hello? He's gone. Never till you bitches and you niggas learn to interact with a Mac. Now the stack while smoking weed and mother's clap. Fuck 50 cents of braids covered in my fitted cap.
Fly from the top of the dock from the family, y'all mean? Who gonna love you, B.I.? Y'all mean? What it do, y'all saying? In the building, y'all mean with the dagger. Y'all saying? So sincere right here. Jizo. Matter of fact, that nigga Jizo just got some here yesterday. You know what I mean? But back in, you tell him about Tracy.
I was getting head one day when I was born in a hat. Sally stuck my dick up in her mouth and then called me gay. Yep. She was sloppy with it, had it feeling wet and so good. She that when I closed my eyes, I thought that I was fucking her pussy.
Ooh.
Now Donna, she was a rookie, but right. So willing to learn. She would practice with me every day and skills she
Come
would
on.
Earn. Now she's throating and choking, using both hands with these strokes. She licking balls now, dropping draws, hey. Begging for poking. Then there was Jenny and Susie, both gave me head in the truck.
Hey.
Then they were sucky, sucky pass, like my dick was a
ding,
blunt.
Ding,
they were so happy with it and so willing. The shed, and they were taking turns all on me. Now my dick is a chair. Where's the head I got from Claire? It was petty
Hold
and
on,
weak. I didn't see. Close my eyes, but this top fell asleep. She scraped my dick with a teeth. I hit her, thought she was dead.
Bitch.
She woke up all apologetic, started handing
my
bread.
Yeah, we're back. West Coast Wednesday, something nice. The Dagger, LA, West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio. We're going to get right back to the phone lines real quick. Got my girl Sherelle Mustard hanging out, original Dagger's Beauty of the Week right here, chilling out today with your boy. And straight out to 310-3837. You got Dagger, what it do? 3837? 310? You don't want to talk to me? All right. Hello? Don't want to talk to you, huh? All right, remember, y'all, when y'all call in, 661-621-7559. If you press 1, that means you want to holler at me, so I'm going to bring you in and try to talk to you, see what's up. But if you don't say anything, I can't do that. So we're going to check back in with y'all in just a second, see if y'all want to check in real quick. But, yeah, as we were talking about today, y'all, we've been talking about kids all day. And, shit, where do I want to go with this now? Maybe, let's look at it this way. Should I have kids? Yeah. And that's always a question I've always rattled around in my head. Also, on one end, it's like, the reason I don't have any kids now is because I just haven't wanted to have any kids, point blank, period. And I've done what I've had to do in order to not have kids. So, again, if you don't want to have kids, you don't have to have kids. So let's get that out there in the beginning. But would I make a good father? Yeah, I think I would. Why? Because my father, like I said, he taught me to always provide for your kid. But then as far as the emotional thing goes, I feel I'd be a better father because he also showed me what it's like when you raise a kid without emotion. And he raised me that way. Like I said, my emotions are like real short, real. Actually, I barely have any. I try not to because they always seem to hurt me. But I understand how you have to act towards a child. Like, like, I understand how my dad came at me about certain things and aspects of my life, and he could have came at me a different way, and I would have reacted a different way, and it would have got a different reaction. But, you know, he's old school, so it ain't going to be like that. But at least he gave me the guidelines to know how I would raise my own child as well, because I would do the complete opposite of what my dad did for me outside of taking care of my kid. That's the one thing, like I said, my dad always took care of me. I can't deny him that. But outside of that, you know, everything I had to learn on my own. I had to learn how to ride a bike. I'd deal with girls on my own. You know, there was all kind of I just did everything by myself because he didn't – he wasn't there to show me. He wasn't there to –
Why?
Huh?
Why?
Why? Because he chose not to be. I mean, on one end he was working, but I mean, like I said, early on in life, you know, he was a gambler. He was doing his own thing, basically. Like I said, he felt – my dad felt as if as long as I was paid for and as long as I was fed or whoop-whoop or whatever, that's all there was. He didn't need the emotional aspect. And it's funny, though, because now that I'm grown –
That's not the only thing you need to raise a child, though.
What's that?
So that's not the only thing you need to raise a child. A child needs to know more than just that.
Yeah, true, but that's what I'm saying. That's what I understand. You know, being the child, I mean, I knew what I needed, and I wasn't getting that. I was getting, well, what is the difference? Let me say, I got what I needed. Let me, like I said, I always had clothes on my back, always had a roof on my head, always had food in my stomach. But I didn't get what I wanted. You know, I wanted my dad to, Dad, let's go shoot ball. Dad, let's go play. Let's go do it. I wanted that. I remember even being a kid asking my dad to do a lot of that stuff with me and everything. But, you know, he either didn't have time or he was busy doing his own thing. So, I mean, that's just how he was. And it's funny, though, now that I'm grown and I'm older, he's trying to get more involved in my shit now. And on my end, it's like it's too late. You had your chance, in my opinion. And I'm not trying to be an asshole in that way, but it's just like now, Dad, it's like I don't need that. You know, I'm cool now. You know, a little late. You know, a couple of years late on that. So,
but it's never too late.
Huh?
I said it's never too late.
Well, true, but I mean, on my end, it's like I don't want it now. I wanted it, you know, the whole first half of my life, and then when I gave up on it, it's like don't try to give it to me now. That's just how I feel. But But I know also at the same time, it's like if I did have a kid, you know, I'm going to provide, not only provide for that kid, I want to be there for my kid. I want to, you know what I mean, let's go hang out, let's go, you know what I mean, I want to have the little matching outfits like on Baby Boy, like, look at my little son, we matching, you know what I mean, I want all that shit, but at the same time, I'm not ready, and I know that. I can't barely provide for myself right now. I mean, I can, but I mean, but I don't require much. Kids require a lot. You know, me, I don't need that much. You know what I mean? One meal a day. You know what I mean? I'm not all super flashy or whatever. I don't need a whole lot of clothes. Don't need a whole lot of shoes. I don't need a lot of shit. I'm cool. I'm chilling. Kids require a lot of shit. Kids want this. Kids want that. Can't take a kid nowhere because they always try to grab something to point something that they want. And you got to keep telling them the real motherfucker no all the time and everything. You know, kids want shit. So it's like, and then I know me, and then it's like if that kid, little kid is half of me, I know I'm a hard person to deal with. I know I'm an asshole, so that little motherfucker, he's his little version of me, is going to be even worse. But if I have a little daughter, then it's like, dang, do I want a son or a daughter? It's like, personally, I want a son because guys are easier to deal with. Guys are just easier to deal with. Little boys are easier to deal with than little girls. But then little girls grow up to be big girls. And, y'all, girls got issues. Girls got a lot of issues. So I don't know if I want to deal with that. Like I said, I don't want to have to deal with my daughter growing up and probably looking all good and everything like that. And then I got to beat up all these niggas coming around. And although that would be fun. You know, what was that? Baby Boy? Not Baby Boy.
Wow.
Bad Boy. Remember Bad Boys 2? That was one of my favorite scenes when that little nigga came up there. He's like, when these little niggas taking my baby on his first date, nigga? Like, who the fuck is you, nigga? Like, that was the funniest shit in the world to me. And that's what I would always fuck with. Hold on. We got my phone lines. Let's see if we're going to jack in real quick. 323-5940. You got Dagger. What it do? Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, you're afraid of karma?
Huh?
You're afraid of karma?
Am I afraid of karma?
Yes.
No, karma is something. I'm not afraid of karma, but I always put out good karma. That way I try to get good karma back.
I'm asking that because you said your girls have issues and girls have this and, you know, boys tend to be easy and you don't want, you know, what you did to come back on you, but it's not that girls have issues, because some girls have good dads and they don't have any issues and they go up and find good men and have no problems. It's just girls create more fears for guys because the shit that you were doing, you now have to worry about other dudes doing to your daughter.
Oh, well, yeah, I don't want to, like I said, I'm not trying to come off like, you know, I always just try to, I'm not trying to speak like I'm just completely all negative and everything. Like, I wasn't a bad person when it came to girls, because also at the same time, like, fathers used to like me, you know what I mean? And I never tried to do girls wrong. That wasn't my steez, you know, so. I wasn't one of them niggas that was just out there trying to fuck everything, move, 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 everything, lying to girls, cheating, doing, going behind people's backs. I was never that type of person. And I would also think that if I did have a daughter, I would raise her up to be smart enough to recognize dumb niggas. You know what I mean? I would really hope that I have enough, you know, game on that to be like, yo,
yeah, but you also have to remember, the dumb niggas, they evolve too. And game always changes. I'm sure the game that your dad had back in the day is not the same game you use on these kids. And it's not going to be the same game that dudes run on girls later in life. Everything evolves.
Well, true. Especially with the way these girls think that these niggas run.
You can prepare her, because we all have had some type of preparation or some type of insight on men or women, depending on who we are. But again, new shit can always get you caught up.
I mean, very, very true. Like I said, nobody knows the future, and that's why it's dangerous, because I look at the future now, and like I said, between where I was when I was a kid and things now, things, in my opinion, have gotten kind of worse. Like, especially with these girls thinking that guys in skinny jeans is cute and all this other shit going on right now. You know, I don't want to say it like, you know, that girls have more, like you said, girls don't have more issues than guys. It's that girls have to deal with a lot more. Because, I mean, like, girls get kidnapped. Girls get raped. You know what I mean? Girls get this. Girls get that. And so that's why I be feeling
true.
For it, in a sense, because
girls are more highly publicized on that being, because dudes deal with a lot of things, too, except they have learned and been taught to conceal it. That's the only difference. The dudes have been taught to keep your mouth closed if something like that happens, because to some degree you lose your manhood. And girls, we're emotional creatures. We're taught to let it all out and tell it and, you know, get as much sympathy from it as possible, you know. That's just life. But,
right, true.
I mean, I've known some very well-adjusted girls, so to the point where it really makes you reevaluate your entire life. And I've known some girls where you kind of like, did you set yourself up for that?
Yeah,
you know,
and you just got to sit there, and that's why I say, like, all the time, it's always based on the individual. It's always based on the individual. Like, if the kid is well adjusted, they come, they got a good head on their shoulders. They have parents that at least care. Like I said, you don't have to be rich. You don't have to be all out there. You just have to care. You have to give a fuck. And if you give a fuck enough, then you will raise a proper child, in a sense. But like I said, and everybody else, like I said, my parents raised me.
Let's all be realistic. That's easier said than done, because there's really no guideline. Being a parent, there is no guideline. You know, you could sit there and say, oh, you know what, I wish my parents had done this for me, and you do it for your kid, and your kid could say, I wish you did something else. I mean, everybody's going to wish for what they're not getting. The whole thing is to give them the proper foundation, whether they like it or not, and to give them what they need as opposed to what they want. Because I know you said a lot of that. You wanted your dad to do certain things. In retrospect, you needed your dad to do certain things in order for you to evolve into, I guess, some other person. But you seem well-adjusted now. You know, so he could sit there and say, as much as you're complaining, whatever he did worked.
I'll be the first to give my dad props on that. But then it's like, do you have to sacrifice? Like I said, but me and my dad don't have a good relationship. So do you have to, in order to have a well-adjusted person, do you have to sacrifice the relationship between father and son, mother and daughter? I mean, do certain sacrifices have to be made? Because I also feel that me and my dad could have a better relationship even with everything that transpired. You know what I mean?
Agree.
But like you said, though, no matter what foundation you lay, like in any parent or in any situation, you can lay whatever foundation you want, but then you have to trust that child to go out there and use what you have taught or whatever and do that on their own, because that you can't be with your child or you can't be with that person every single day, every hour. And that's where it comes down to. So yes, you have to lay that foundation. But like you said, there's a lot of people that don't even lay any kind of foundation. They just let them go. Period. You know what I mean? Just nothing.
Right, and that's where they go wrong immediately, because you can't just let people off into the world and expect them to learn from life lessons. No, you give them a bit of guidance, and then they at least have that to fall back on as like that thought in their head when they're getting ready to do something. Like, maybe I shouldn't, because this could be a bad outcome. And sometimes it stops people from being adventurous or going and taking chances, but sometimes it stops them to the point where it actually saves their lives and can transform that bad kid into a good kid. I mean, like, everything is touch and go. It really is.
Cass, are you a parent? Yeah, you're speaking like you're a parent, so I'm assuming you're a parent, right? Okay,
yes.
Single parent, family parent?
Former family parent, current single parent.
I see. Sorry to hear that. But at the same time, now, how many kids? One, two?
Three. Yes.
Oh, baller! But I hear the confidence. But it's cool though, because, like I said, you speak with the confidence where it's like, you know what? I got three kids, but I'm handling the mine. I'm doing mine, and I'm gonna make sure my kids got. You know what I mean? I've spoken to people that.
I mean, speaking as a kid, they smell fear. They know when you don't know what you're doing, and they can sense when it's something off and something wrong. And if you're not certain about life, they're not gonna be certain about life. Plain and simple. The demeanor the parents keep is the demeanor the kids will keep eventually, unless they learn otherwise. Because, you know, friends play a big part in that too. You have to take into consideration whatever company your kids are keeping, whatever friends they have, that's where their biggest influence is coming from. You know, so that's what you really want to pay attention to, because all of us were kids at some point. And we have to remember, our parents gave us plenty of warnings, don't do this, don't do that. And then our friends came back and said, hey, if you do this, it might be more fun. And we usually were what our friends did. You know, everything you do, you have to be conscious of it. You have to be confident. You have to. My thing is, teach your kids to be independent thinkers, because if you don't, then you have a bigger problem of them being a follower and always failing at life.
Okay, then you have three kids, right? So two daughters, one son, two sons, one daughter.
No, two boys, twin boys, one girl.
Two boys. And who's the oldest? The twins are older, or the daughters?
The girl.
The girl's
I have
older.
The boys to watch the girl.
Okay, yeah, that's what I'm saying. You find that a lot, too, because it's like, you look, boy, like you watch your sister, make sure don't nothing happen to her, you know what I mean? Shit like that. But
just like dads are. You know, and boys are protective, just like dads are. They don't want anybody talking to their sister that they don't think is worthy. And that helps for the parents, because they don't have to keep such a close eye. They know he's not going to take any crap, and if the boy does anything wrong, he's legal enough to beat him up. So,
yeah, basically, point blank, you got your own personal bodyguard in there right now. But hold on, we're going to bring out straight out the 661 real quick, 2957. You got Dagger, what it do?
Hey, what's up, Dag? This is Dopey, man. Hey,
Dopey,
hey,
man.
What
it
do, man?
Number one family man right here. What it do, Dopey?
You know, I had to call in on the subject, dude. I've been listening to the whole show in between giving my daughter a bath and putting her to bed and all that type of stuff. It's just interesting, everybody's views, you know, the young lady with the kids and you without having the kids. And like the young lady said, there's no guideline, man. There's really no guideline. You cannot say, okay, hey, I cannot say, hey, Dak, this is what to expect. All I can say is do what you can. I can say there's different emotions with having a boy and having a girl. You know what I mean? With my little girl, she wants to sit up under me and look at Dora. Like the Laker game is going on, and my boys is like, yo, what's going on? You might be looking at the Laker game and saying, hey, Dopey, the Laker game going on. I might say, hey, man, I'm looking at Dora right now. And only someone that's taking care of their kids and that might have a kid might understand that. You know,
I definitely understand that, because, like I said, Dopey, like you said, I definitely understand handling your kids. Like I said, you number one, you one of the number one family people I know. Like I said, you got family. That's a nice situation. You know what I mean? And I'm talking, and the young lady over here, you know what I mean? She had the family situation, but had the single thing going on right now. And now it has to do what she got to do. Now let me ask you, Dopey, was your Was it a planned situation or did it just happen? And then, you came across and then you just had to deal with it happen. You know what I mean? Like,
Well, me and my wife, it was planned. See, my real name is Brandon. I got a Brandy. See, I'm 32 years old, but I was an 18-year-old saying, yo, I met somebody 18 and I'm in love. And not listening to my two older sisters saying she ain't the one. But I'm 18 and I'm in love and I know everything. And by the time she was 6 months pregnant, I was like, I don't feel like looking at your face right now. And I come from a family that both of my parents is married. You know what I mean? So I don't know how it feels to have a daddy over here and a mama over there. So I was so down on myself to find out that I don't want to be with this girl. I mean, I was, I've done the thing with trying to hold on to something that wasn't there for the kid's sake. And like you said, with your pop, you give all the money and everything like that, and especially with girls. I'm not sure if it is the same thing with boys, but it is the same thing with boys because you just said it. You want that emotional part, too. I mean, daddy, the money for school is good. That's good, Pop. But, you missed the practice for basketball, man.
Yeah.
You didn't look at wrestling with me, man.
And you know what's even worse for me, at least in that situation, was worse because my pops would always be the one like, you know what, you need to go play basketball. Why aren't you playing ball? Why aren't you playing football? He used to be the type to tell me I should be doing all these sports and woo-woop and everything, but then would not have my back in order to get me involved in it, in order to get me to go do it. He wouldn't be there, If I did go play ball or play football, he wouldn't be in none of the games,
Exactly.
And I knew that. But even at the same time, I always found myself growing up trying to gain his approval, in school. And everything else that I would do it's just because I wanted him to say something positive about what I was doing.
Yeah.
My dad was one of those type of people that would tell you, he would only talk to you or he'd talk to me or let me know when I'm doing something wrong. If I'm doing something right.
I'm gonna put a video on your inbox, that's because you know how I am about God and everything like that.
Yeah.
I really want to bring it into the show, but Donnie McPherson, he had the same issue you had with his dad. And they brought him on a TVN show, and his dad just simply came on in and said, thank you. I'm proud of you. And something simple as that brought tears to his eyes, because he's like, for all these years, I've been, you always tell me what was wrong. He was the type of person to hear him minister and everything. It was like, that was cool. He never was like, good job. I'm so proud of you. And he said something simple like, I'm proud of you. And he was like, you don't know how good that sounds.
And I still ain't heard that. But at the same time, it's like, it's like I've accepted it. I love my father to death. Don't get me wrong. Don't get anything twisted. I love my father. But I don't like him. He's an asshole. I know that.
Yeah.
Point blank.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, it ain't no shame or anything. It ain't doubting nothing that he done. It ain't bringing him down in any kind of way as a man or anything. But he was just an asshole. Maybe he didn't know. Maybe in his life when he was a kid, grandpa, because I never knew my grandfather on my dad's side. It would tell him what he was like. Least my grandmother on his side that I knew raised like at least 10 of them. At least I think it was like 10, 11. I got 10, 11 aunts and uncles spread around on my dad's side or whatever. So ain't no telling what kind of attention my dad got on his end.
You have to break that cycle. See, it's different when you don't know.
That's what I was saying earlier. It's like I feel like I'll be able to fill in at least the gaps that my dad didn't fill in for me. I could provide.
Right.
I could do. But that's why also I'm not going to have a kid until I can do all that. I'm still trying to get my music going. I'm still trying to help Bang Out Radio get shit pop. I got too many things focused on right now where if I were to have a kid, all that shit would be shut down. Could you imagine me right here trying to do West Coast Wednesdays, holding my little baby son or something, trying to feed him a bottle? This shit ain't going to work.
You'll be doing it right. I know your show started this time, and I know the subject. I know I need to get
get harmony in a bath.
Yeah, it'll probably be a little different. But hold on, y'all. Yeah. Like I said, we sit here talking. Let me get into the smoke session real quick before we ride out, y'all. Because like I said, this is why I need more than 2 hours. So hold on, Dopey. Hold on, my little lady hanging out with me. Hold on, my beauty. We're going to get to the smoke session real quick because, you know, we got to smoke, and I'm going to smoke after all this talking. Man, it's getting hot in here. My train kicking in. I need to puff something real quick. So we're going to roll with Andre Arnaz on Full of Smoke. Let's go.
And I'm so cool, and what they say is true. And I'm so cool, I'm full of smoke, I'm full of smoke, I'm full of smoke. I can't stop, baby. Now everybody applaud. I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert, monster. I beat that blue black. San Jose, my new Jack City. Move bad, yeah. I'm at the zine, all shit, wrong line. But I ain't tripping America online. I'm in the club all night and you be on my mind when I leave that motherfucker so fly. Damn, girl, you make it, boy, I wanna float by. One hit of you and I'm gonna feel right. I don't need that chick that be nagging. All I need is you, baby, unravel that bag and get up in that blunt and let me puff you. I know I hate you, I know I love you, but everybody say that you is bad, but baby you so good, Michael Jackson, yeah. But it sounds great, and now your girl wanna date. I smoke that skunk, I'll invite your girl over just to roll my blunts up. Cause she don't really smoke, but she loves me. And I'm a monster, beats by Andre. 3 stacks for the outfit, nigga, please. I'd rather blow it on some trees, blow it off my knees. Blow the window open if you fuck with me. I drop the top back on that new fucking Z. Hey, we blow it off.
Never stress me, and a bitch only for the neck like a necklace. Get her hot, now she wanna touch.
affectionate. Eat it up, make it turn red, embarrassment. Left bitch, looking for the green. Cannabis, burn the tuck, leave full of dots like leprechaun. Messages ain't about green, I don't mess with it. Blowing trees, MOB, etc. Hitting up the homie cause I know that he on deck with it. And just because I know him, he gon' hit me with some extra shit. Medical, roll it in the Camry, box, get a check, kinda like convertible, copper. Monday through Monday, blow tree school every day. But that don't mean I can't smoke weed.
Pass me the swisher, nigga. Love.
Got weed? Yes. Let's smoke. Hey day, rolling up the grams, bro. Got weed, let's smoke. Hey day, rolling up the grams, bro.
Looking for the kush, who got weed? Weed man about to make a stack off me. Cause I want two, she want three. Whole clique about to be turned all week.
MC, nigga, she ate, bro.
King's hat shades black trying to get to me. That leprechaun shit, I'm talking green like the leprosy. Eyes red from that purple and it still won't get the best of me.
Nope.
Turtle feet, I'm moving slow, but still nobody catching me. CA, smoke it till it's gone. After that, get some more, then drop, get your own. Holla at me if you need it. Get the switches from the stove. Fuck papers, it's a rap. Can't see me cause I'm a ghost, now I'm on rap. Girl in front of me talking fast like an auction. Loud packing a pick of what she's saying, sound like nothing. I told her pump her brakes and take a break. You smell that ganja. 5 minutes later, my eyes red again like a lobster. Proper, I'm talking that medical like a doctor. Possibly have her seeing red, yellow, green like a roster. Marley, I'm hot like the cherry, so you can't catch me. I'm not trying to give it, especially if you don't smoke weed, nigga. So don't say shit unless
try to extend this out a little bit further so we can get in more conversations, we can talk to more people, we can express more opinions, because it's always good to have more than one opinion. Like I said, I know, like I said, I'm no kid, you know, fucked up childhood kind of in the sense, you know what I mean? I got a twisted view on things, but at the same time, I'm still a good person because, you know, like I said, internally, I handled shit myself, and, you know, I was always a smart kid myself, so I handled things myself, but we're gonna let my panel say their goodbyes real quick. So first, Miss Sherelle Mustin, let's bring you back in real quick. Hold on. Bam, there we go, my original Daggers Beauty of the Week. So any shout-outs you want to give, and what's some parenting advice you want to give some people real quick since we're on the kids subject?
Always love your kids, no matter what. If you get frustrated, irritated, want to, you know, knock the shit out of the motherfucker, just sit.
No, but you got to hit him sometimes, though, too.
Calm yourself.
No, you gotta hit him sometimes. Don't spare the rod, spoil the child.
Not beat him, you feel me? Tell him no bruises because you get your ass in trouble.
No. Don't abuse him. But I mean, beat their ass,
you know,
though. Like,
you know, you gotta pop him every once in a while. Let them know, like, I'm not playing. I'm serious. Do what I tell you. You feel me?
Yeah, I'm just making sure you ain't letting it ride.
Take care of him.
I All right, I'm just making sure you ain't letting them ride. But thanks for hanging out with me, Miles. Like I said, anytime, call in. We'll see you next week. All right, hold on, hold on. Who else we got? LD, straight out the 323-5940. We got your back. Hold on, hold on. Wait, LD, there we go. Any shout-outs you want to give, my and parenting advice? Hello?
Oh, I'm cracked.
Come on, focus. Focus.
Same thing. I mean, love your kids and guide them right. Pay attention, because when you stop paying attention, that's when they start fucking up. And I do agree, whoop their ass, too.
There we go. Whoop their motherfucking ass, y'all, because like I said, I will hit your kid with a head in the head with a rock if you don't want to do it. I got y'all, don't even trip. Like, what was that? Remember Bernie Mac and Kings of Comedy? I will fuck your kid up. Trust me, I'll do it. If you give me permission, I will fuck your kid up, y'all. I'll do it. Don't even trip. Don't even trip. But thanks, y'all. Thanks, Ma. Thanks for checking in. Anytime, you know where we at, West Coast Wednesdays, all right? Get a little looking. Spread the word. Let people know, all right? See you next week. Dopey. Hold on. Dopey, number one family man right now. Hold on, can we get my man Dopey in? Hold on, come on. Damn, this fucking delay on this fucking computer, man. I need to update my shit so bad. I just need to find a better place to broadcast, one or the other. Sorry, Dopey, hold on, got you on. Hold on, I'm trying to wait for my shit to kick in, man. Hold on, wait, is it going to do something? Come on, come on. You can do it. You can do it. Can you do it? Can you do it?
Yep.
See? Ah, oh, this is some cold shit. But Dopey, man, hold on. Wait. Wait. I think we just got it to work. Hold on. Come on. Come on. Come on. You can do it. You can do it. We got to will it to happen. Will it to happen. Dopey. There we go. Got it. Dopey. And now Dopey's gone. Dopey, are you giving the little one? You back to giving her a bath? Where's Harmony at? Dopey. I guess we lost Dopey, but shouts out to Dopey, man, the family man and everything. But we're going to sign out this week, y'all. Thanks for being here. Like I said, if you've been here from jump, we always welcome to have y'all. And then my final words on kids, like I said, I don't know, y'all. If you got kids, love your kids come first. No matter what you got going on, no matter what you're thinking about yourself or whatever, it doesn't matter. None of that shit matters. Do right by your kids. Don't let nobody come before them. Don't let nobody come ahead of them. If you can't do that for your kids, then give them to somebody who will. Don't ruin your fucking kid's life because you're an asshole, because you got shit going on, because you can't take care of your kids. That's not the kid's fault, all right? It's not their fault that you had them, that you a hoe, or that you doing whatever you doing, that you just fucking around doing whatever you doing. It's not their fault. It's your fault. So, yeah, get better with yourself. And, yeah, instead of trying to take it out on somebody who ain't got nothing to do with it. So, check yourself before you wreck yourself. But we're going to let this ride out for this week. Thanks for being here. We'll see y'all next week. West Coast Wednesdays from 9 to 11 every Wednesday night. See y'all on Slap Sundays from 7 to 9. And, of course, Bang Out Radio got a show cracking every week. Remember, also the awards show real quick, www.iammawards.com. Vote for your top artist and favorite artist because the awards show is going down. But we're going to ride it out with Desiree Cherise, the wife of Mr. Dopey, talking about their daughter Harmony, and this is Harmony's song, y'all. See y'all next week.
This song is dedicated to my daughter Harmony today. And if you don't know, her name is Harmony. I could never imagine God would bless me to take care of this girl. Harmony's a gift from heaven.
obstacles I fought, and all the things you go through. Just know I've always loved you. Don't want a thing to hurt you. Don't want to let you down. No, I'm always watching, even if I'm not around. No, I love you so much. I'm the center of the world.
That's who would have thought the Lord would bless me.